And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
Pastor started preaching early so the gospel would be heard. And although the heat was rising, we all hung on every word. People came throughout the country, people came from far and wide, to our little church homecoming in a tent we raised outside. They were singing, they were shouting, sweet rejoicing all around. And a little,
just a little
taste of
a little
heaven,
taste of heaven
at the dinner on the ground. Everybody sang together, I was
lost but now I'm found.
And when the choir,
finished singing,
there was dinner
on the ground.
Yeah, that's Dinner on the Ground, Little Roy and Lizzie Show, right here on It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be right here with you for a little while, and I want to thank you for taking your time to tune in to It's Gospel Time. Sure hope that the program is a blessing to you. I'd love to hear from you. The address is Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Or you could perhaps send me an email. It's gospeltime at yahoo.com. ITSGOSPELTIME. You have to put all three words together. It's gospeltime. ITSGOSPELTIME. It's gospeltime at yahoo.com. Or if you'd like to, give me a call at 828-778-3350. Or you could find me on the World Wide Web at www.itsgospeltime.com. Find me on Facebook simply at Roger Boone in Weaverville, North Carolina. Love to hear from you. And my wife wrote a book called A Mama's Dream. It's a true story. It'll touch your heart. And they're $10. That does include the postage. And you send us the $10. Let us know you want the book A Mama's Dream, and we'll be happy to mail it back to you by the good old U.S. Postal Service. And just make sure that we can read where you want the book mailed to, and we'd be happy to mail you one of the little books called A Mama's Dream. We were childless for 22 years, and God blessed us with our daughter, Sarah, and she'll be 22 years old in November. And love to, for you to have one of the books. We've got a lot of reports back of people being blessed, and then some folk have actually turned around and ordered multiple copies of the book to give away. And they're, Like I said, they're $10. That does include the postage. It costs us over $3 to mail the book to you. And we'd love for you to have a copy of the book. If you're ever in the Asheville, North Carolina area and like to go to church with us, or maybe you live in the Asheville area, give me a call and we'll get you information on how to go to church with us in Asheville, North Carolina. The phone number 828-778-3350. But whether you go to church with us or somewhere else, let me encourage you to be in a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching, Bible-practicing church. Be found faithful to God's house, God's word, God's will, and the work of the Lord. Well, let's go ahead and look into the word of the Lord in the book of Esther. Esther, Old Testament scripture, Esther, chapter number 7. There's 10 verses in this chapter. We're going to go ahead and read them all. Alexander Scobie is actually doing the reading for us from the Authorized King James Version of the Bible. Please follow along with us.
So the king and Haman came to banquet with Esther the queen. And the king said again unto Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine, What is thy petition, Queen Esther, and it shall be granted thee? And what is thy request, and it shall be performed even to the half of the kingdom? Then Esther the queen answered and said, If I have found favor in thy sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request. For we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish. But if we had been sold for bondmen and bondwomen, I had held my tongue, although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage. Then the king Ahasuerus answered and said unto Esther the queen, Who is he, and where is he, that durst presume in his heart to do so? And Esther said, The adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman. Then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen. And the king, arising from the banquet of wine in his wrath, went into the palace garden. And Haman stood up to make request for his life to Esther the queen, for he saw that there was evil determined against him by the king. Then the king returned out of the palace garden into the place of the banquet of wine, and Haman was fallen upon the bed whereon Esther was. Then said the king, Will he force the queen also before me in the house? As the word went out of the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. And Harbona, one of the chamberlains, said before the king, Behold also the gallows 50 cubits high, which Haman had made for Mordecai, who had spoken good for the king, standeth in the house of Haman. Then the king said, Hang him thereon. So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then was the king's wrath pacified.
Oh, dear sinner, won't you listen? Jesus is calling out your name. He's standing down outside your heart's door. He wants to save your soul today. Oh, dear sinner, can't you hear him? He wants to save you from your sins. Please don't wait another minute. Open up and let him in. Oh, dear friend, why are you waiting? Now is the time, today's the day. Don't say I'll wait until tomorrow. Tomorrow may be too late. Oh, dear sinner, can't you hear him? He wants to save you from your sins. Please don't wait another minute. Open up and let him in.
Listen friend, to what I tell you. Take heed to what I have to say. Make sure your soul is white and spotless, or you will be lost on Judgment Day. Oh, dear sinner, can't you hear him? He wants to save you from your sins. Please don't wait another minute. Open up and let him in. Open up and let him in.
That's a good song, real good song. That's being sung for you right here on It's Gospel Time by the East Ridge Boys. It's called Oh Dear Sinner. I hope you listen, friend. If you're not a Christian, you need to turn your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ today, because, well, tomorrow might be too late. Here's the Primitive Quartet.
Here I lay and toil as I look for a home, just an humble abode among men, while in heaven a mansion is waiting for me, and a gentle voice pleading, come in. There's a mansion now empty, just waiting for me. At the end of life's troublesome way, many friends and dear loved ones will welcome me there, near the door of that mansion someday, someday. When my labor and toiling have ended below, and my hands shall I fold it in rest, I'll exchange this old home for a mansion up there, and invite the archangel as guest. There's a mansion now empty, just waiting for me, at the end of life's troublesome way. Many friends and dear loved ones will welcome me there, near the door of that mansion someday, someday. There's a mansion now empty, just waiting for me, at the end of life's troublesome way. Many friends and dear loved ones will welcome me there, near the door of that mansion someday, someday.
The Primitive Quartet from Candler, North Carolina. It's called An Empty Mansion. We're going to take a little short break, and then following the break, we'll come back in and have you some more great gospel music. Please stay around. We'll be back right after this.